Hi, welcome to Crypto Ramble. I'm Desiree. Guess what came across my desk? Metaphorically speaking, it probably came across your desk too. Apple has not been encrypting its files in iCloud, or rather users' files in iCloud, since about 2 years ago, but this news is just coming out. And about 2 years ago, Apple had ensured the public that its plan was to encrypt any files stored by users on its iCloud storage system and another very popular messaging app, WhatsApp. That's something that I personally use. I try to avoid it, but because so many people in my network use it, they also use Apple's iCloud to back up files for users. I didn't know that WhatsApp did that. This is really concerning because Apple is one of those few tech companies that has consistently fought for privacy for people. This news was pointed out by the Telegram CEO. Telegram is a messaging service that does care a lot about privacy and is currently in a court case with the SEC over crypto concerns. Apple dropped plans to let iPhone users fully encrypt backups of their devices in the company's iCloud service after the FBI complained that the move would harm investigations. This is from 6 anonymous sources, so we don't actually know exactly who these sources are from, but this is 2 years after the fact, and it makes sense. It's very disheartening, and I thought to talk about it because I care about this topic, and also mention some of my solutions for Apple's iCloud. I've been very wary of Apple's iCloud, or really any kind of storage service that comes automatically with phones like WhatsApp. I turned off my WhatsApp backups a long time ago. Of course, none of this really matters if the people you're talking to decide that they want to keep their messages backed up with these providers. So I thought that I could tell you guys alternatives that I personally use when it comes to iCloud. The one thing that I have not been able to find, and is very disappointing, and I'm gonna try to do some kind of walkthrough in the future, is to have a private calendar that syncs between your devices, because it's super useful. I don't know how to do that without walking through some very complicated steps with some program called CalDev, so I won't get into it, but I'll try to figure this in the future. By the way, if someone could come up with this and offer it as a service to people, I think it would be very useful. I know that ProtonMail, that offers private email service, encrypted email services, they have had plans to do a private calendar, and it's been voted on for a lot, but it hasn't come out yet, so I assume there's a reason why, and it's probably more difficult than it seems. Although it really shouldn't be, it's just files stored on a server. Someone should be able to provide an encrypted version of that as a service for users, but that doesn't exist. For notes, which is something that I used to use with iCloud, I use Standard Notes. It's an encrypted notes service, and they also have different editors, so you can sort of do word processing in there, and they also have a beta version for sheets like Excel. That's super useful, but it's not as great as an actual word processor or an actual Excel. And then for messaging services, of course you could use Riot. That's something some people use, but it's kind of complicated and the servers go down sometimes, so it's a little annoying. Well, the servers provided by Riot, and I think most people wouldn't get onto that scene because it's too complicated and the user interface is kind of IRC-like and not what I think a lot of people would be into. And then there's also Signal, that's a private messaging service. But I think Telegram is the one that most people would use, because I've seen a lot of my friends, just random people who I know aren't super into tech at all, use Telegram. So I think that's probably the next way things will go. And what's really concerning here is that Apple was targeted by the FBI. Donald Trump made that tweet the other day about, because Apple would provide a backdoor to hand over information to government officials for criminals, and they're terrible. But of course, we all know a lot of us aren't criminals. I'm not a criminal, and I would like my privacy. And I want to be able to use services that care about my privacy. So those are just some suggestions I have for a cloud service storage system just for storing files. I used to use SpiderOak, but I had lots of trouble with them. Like, my files would show up as an encrypted version of the files, and I couldn't figure it out. And their support, sometimes it took a little long to respond to me, and I tried to work with them for like a year trying to solve this, and I eventually stopped using them, and now I use sync.com, even though I didn't really want to bother switching. So those are examples, and there are tons of other solutions out there. I'm not trying to promote any, it's just there are solutions out there, and if people care about it, then start gravitating towards them. When it's a private company, especially if it's under US jurisdiction, then they are going to feel the pressure of the government telling them, you need to give us access. And so I think the best solution is to have open source projects. Of course, people have to fund those open source projects. And that's just one example of something. Oh, my stars are kind of loud right now. In terms of storing your photos, that's difficult because you might not be able to automatically store it and you might lose some things and you have to have some kind of backup schedule. Some of these file storing apps, they can do it automatically by integrating it into your phone, but you might have to do some things manually. And that's the trade-off if you want convenience or if you want privacy. You could decide that you don't care and only very sensitive files you will try to keep private, but keep in mind that you are part of a network, and the more people don't care, the harder it is for these things to have value and enough people to be on board for these services to become more popular. Services that care about privacy, that is. So this is big news. A lot of people associate Apple with caring about privacy, and this shift happened in the background. I would trust that it's probably true, and even if it's not true, it makes you question whether or not we should be trusting people, which is really the issue, because they can be coerced, understandably. I think if I were in the position of someone at a company, I would probably, you know, do what the FBI says because it's the FBI. But at least we know, and at the end of the day, it's up to us what we want to do, what services we want to use, and to influence change in a particular direction or not. I would say that for the people who are concerned about criminals, most people in this world are not criminals, and this is not fair to them. And before these technologies existed, criminals existed, and the government found ways to keep up with them, so they can find another way. That's all I wanted to say about this topic, and I hope that was interesting and useful in terms of other solutions that you could possibly use. Have a great day. Bye.